Now, Sam Friedman is part of the Friedman stable, and we don't get a chance to chat to Sam these days because he's massive business, and Felgate demands that he's the one that speaks to him. But we want a piece of him this morning because it's building up to a big, big period. Headquarters, of course, for the next week and a half for the Melbourne Cup Carnival is going to be magnificent. Today is Breakfast with the Stars, and Warning is doing some work at Flemington, and Sam's going to tell us all about it. Joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
We are well, thank you. Now, we had to headlock Michael Felgate to get access to you today, but I hope you don't mind. he's very protective of his talent, isn't our man, Blue Eyes. But it's great to have you with us, because Warning is a horse we've all been watching in the build-up to the Melbourne Cup in Tuesday week. Of course, today's a pretty important piece of work. Just for those out listening on our program today, how important is this week-out work in terms of a Melbourne Cup preparation?
It's pretty important because you get, you know, it's the last piece of work he'll do, and it's the last sort of thing you see as the trainer of, you know, how the horse is really going. And, you know, we've got a pretty good grip on how Warning is going. You know, when he's working, he's not a particularly flash track worker. He's more of a game day horse, so I wouldn't be expecting him to be running any flash times this morning. But, you know, rider feedback is so important on this sort of piece of work. So, fingers crossed, he's going to work well, and we can look forward to next Tuesday.
Derby winners in the recent years haven't had enormous success in the Cups the following year. What's different about this fella?
Oh, well, hopefully he can have a bit of success. I don't know. It's very hard for a Derby winner to come back at four and compete in a race like that. It's a big step up. And, you know, you go from running against local three-year-olds who, you know, most of them in a spring derby probably don't even stay at the 2500. So, and then you've got to come up in the spring and run against, you know, these superstar international horses that arrive on our shores. So you're sort of a big fish in a small pond in the three-year-old staying races, and now you've got to mix it with the best. So, look, he's been competitive this preparation so far, albeit, you know, Caulfield was probably his worst run, but for whatever reason, he just seems to hate it there. So back to playing come off food.
So I was going to ask you, Sam, about the confidence levels going in, because while he hasn't necessarily been winning, he seems to have been ticking along okay. What would your confidence levels be like going into next week, or is it just too hard to tell?
Yeah, well, I don't think you can be confident. I mean, we're confident going into a derby, but going into a Melbourne Cup is just a whole different ballgame. So I'm confident he'll run top 10. You know, beyond that, when you start to get into that top four, top five, you really need to be humming along. And I think given it's at Flemington and it's that 2 miles, he hasn't been out to the 2 miles, but he'd run a Jericho Cup trip if you asked him to, so that'll be no issue. But I'm hopeful that he can just be slogging it away, and if he can finish in the top five or six, we'd be absolutely wrapped.
So what do you do in relation to your competitors? Do you keep an eye on what's happening out at Werribee and keep a close eye on the sort of the form lines going in? Or as a trainer and the stable, are you just worrying about getting your horse right and you don't tend to worry too much about what's going on around you?
Yeah, I think probably when I was first starting working with Dad, I was worrying too much about, you know, what other horses were doing, what else was going to be in the race, and I was concerning myself a lot with the form and speed maps and all of that, and Dad sort of simplified it a lot. And it's sort of just said, you can only really worry about your own horse. You control what you can control, and the rest of it will sort itself out. So we're just worried about Warning and Steel Prince heading to the Melbourne Cup. And you know, we'll just hopefully draw barriers, and they'll run the 2 miles, and they'll put their best foot forward. One thing they are is very honest horses, so they never run a bad race. So we're just worrying about them at this stage.
Well, Steel Prince is making news across the weekend. Willie Pike's been booked for the ride for Steel Prince for the Melbourne Cup, because ninth last year in the Great Race, won the Geelong Cup last week. Yeah, did you beat yourself last week with Le Don de Vie in the Geelong Cup?
Yeah, we did. It was lucky the connections then backed up and won the Cox Plate, so that made it a little easier for them, I think, to cop that. But yeah, look, Le Don de Vie's just down the order a little bit. We'd love him to get a run, but if Steel Prince, you'd love to take a horse like him to war. He just doesn't know how to lie down. So He's probably going one or two lengths better than he was last year, and he wasn't beaten fast. So, he's of the two of them. He's really peaking at the right time, and he's coming off a really tough win, which is the John Cup's obviously always a very good form race. So he'll run a big race.
And just on Saturday, first day of the carnival, Derby Day, you got a few in the wakeful, and you got Prophet Sam, I think the Furphy Sprint as well. What are we looking forward to on Saturday?
Look, I think In Danger. He won at Caulfield a couple of weeks ago. He's a really nice horse stepping out to the mile in the Carbine Club. He's probably our best chance on Saturday, and I think we really want it. I'd be waiting for Melbourne Cup Day. I think. Ain't no deal done in the 3-year-old 1800. He's a very good horse. So let's see if he can do his best support.
Right. Well, that, we'll just make a note of that.
Just write that down.
Whitey, can you get on early doors? Not sure.
Yep.
Sam, great to have access to you this morning. We've insight into the preparations from a couple of Melbourne Cup runners there with Steel Prince and Warning. We appreciate your time. We look forward to seeing you holding trophies up through the carnival.
Cheers, Whitey. Have a good month.